happy families are alike. Each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way.
Cheer up, families, and listen to a podcast. It's
Literal Literature. Hello, all. My name is Howard Greater, and I've got fire in my balls. And with me is a guy, a man, a legend, a myth, a maverick, a renegade, an Australian, a man with all the qualities of someone that I want to know better. His name is Sam Sheldon. Hello, Sam.
Hello, everyone. Sam Sheldon, a man who doesn't necessarily have fire in his balls, but has the kindling there ready, I would say.
Yes, okay. He's got a potential fire. He's got a hazard. He's Australian, so he really, like, you know, he doesn't want... He's wary of fire at the moment. Is that an okay? Maybe you cut that out. Sorry, Australian.
Hey, look, it's true. We're all wary of fire.
Yeah,
it's fine.
The world's on fire. Everything's going to shit.
But that's great. So we've opened the podcast talking mostly about balls. So that's good.
Yeah. Great balls of fire. Sam?
Yeah, hello, Howard. Yes.
I've got a question for you.
Oh, go ahead.
How are you?
How am I? I'm doing very well, Howard. Things are getting busy again. It seems like it's an odd time because things are getting bad corona-wise, but things are starting to get busy, and I kind of feel like they're going to meet each other in the middle in a bit of a weird cataclysmic thing of, look, we've been getting ready for things to get better, but actually they're getting kind of worse, so now it's like a weird dance where the busyness and the coronaness are trying to
I know
work
what
around
you
each
mean,
other.
Mate. Yeah, it does seem that, you know, the need for people to be financially secure is taking precedent over the need for people to be breathing, you know. But I suppose you need financial security in order to keep the lights on and feed your family.
This is true.
But it's a difficult balance to strike, isn't it? And and I would argue that our government is not equipped for that.
It's a hot take. We've got a hot
this
take,
isn't the BBC, so I can be as unbalanced as I like. I'm all right, Sam. I know you didn't ask, but
I was going to ask. I was just about to ask, but no, you answer your own. Go, do it.
I'm all right. There are things are happening again. You know, it's comforting to know that basically, as soon as things were allowed, work started coming again. So that's comforting. Like, the industry hasn't forgotten me, so that's good. So I've got some things going on.
That's good.
I think that'll probably reflect in my work in the podcast as the already quite poor performance output from me will diminish further.
Look, that's all we can hope for, Howard. Just ever diminishing returns. That's all we want here.
Ever decreasing circles, like a wheel within a wheel and a spinning on the something. I don't know what I'm talking about. I think
neither
that was the whimsies of my mind. I think is a song that was the theme tune to Ever Decreasing Circles, which is an old TV show that I've not seen.
Oh my god!
That's where my brain ping ponged there. I might be wrong as well. Good. You have been ferreting away, making a lovely little play for us all to listen to, Sam, haven't you? What was that called then?
It's called Tom Jones, Howard.
I've got a prediction about where I think that it's gone. Well, that's a lie, isn't it? Because you've sent me the script and the bits. But I had a prediction before that happened. And I was right.
Yes. I mean, I think. I mean, look, like I've said before, I'm not exactly, you know, one for going off the grid too much, Howard, when it comes to doing a literal interpretation of something. I'm going to pretty much stick to the road that's given in front of me. That doesn't make any sense. That's not even a saying. Stick to the road that's given?
Stick to the road that's given.
Just stick to the road that's given, everyone. Just do it.
You've got a road. Someone's given it to you. Thank you very much, you say, but you stick to it. Because if you veer off that road, then that's ungrateful.
I was going to say, that is really just very impolite of you.
I've given you a whole road. I'm like a Roman, just giving you a long, straight road. And you're meandering off like an idiot. And then you've wandered off into the moors and now suddenly you're getting eaten by a werewolf and it's your own fault.
Do you think that's how the Romans ruled whenever any of their places that they took over started to get unruly? Guys, we've given you a road. Come on.
They were just really, like, whiny.
Why aren't you... I've been really kind, actually. And my 100 men.
Haven't you seen the plumbing that we've developed? We've got plumbing and roads. Come on.
Lovely big aqueduct. They're called Roman baths. You didn't have baths before us. What were you doing? Just rolling around in your own filth. This is how you repay us.
Oh, whiny little Romans.
Whiny little Romans. Amazing. But yes, in the long way around it, it is about the singer Tom Jones.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, that's the suspense over then.
That's it.
We're about to hear a little tale about Tom Jones.
Yeah, I
played
need to...
by. Oh, sorry. Sam.
Yeah, well, saying played by me, I need to apologise out the gate. Why I decided to cast myself as Tom Jones, I don't know. I need to apologise to everybody because the accent that I thought I was doing was Welsh. That's all I can say is I thought it was Welsh. It comes out any which way you like. It does anything but Welsh, essentially.
I guess without giving too much away, I struggled with the accents this week as well. I was in a lot of turmoil when I was recording this. You've got all the record the nuts.
Oh yeah, we're going to definitely do a hot splice. That's not a word either. The road you're given in a hot splice, Howard. What?
It was a really sad time, Sam. When it was happening, I thought I was so angry. Basically, there seemed to be like a sound convention going on in my village, and they'd all turned up and sort of hung around just outside my window and made it impossible for me to do anything that I wanted to do. And I did briefly lose my mind.
You did. There was a massive explosion of the F word at one point, which like blew my eardrums as I was trying to, because I could see it coming up on the wavelength thing on the recording. Yeah. I was like, well, what's that? I'm trying to think what he's yelling out, and then all I just hear is a massive fuck! And then I was like, oh, okay, wow. Oh, God.
I was so angry, mate. I was really angry. There's no getting around that. Sam, I think that we'll probably discuss this all in a further reading something.
For sure.
But for now, I reckon it's time for you to get us all settled and listen to your gorgeous interpretation.
Sure thing. Well, settle petals. Everybody get yourselves ready for whatever this is. I have to say, before I say, this isn't as weird as some of my other ones, so don't worry. This should be a bit more easy to digest.
You're quite right.
So, there's nothing much else to say, but sit back, relax, and I'm sorry for the accent again. Enjoy.
What's it called, Sam?
Tom Jones.
Hello and welcome to Music Matters, the show where we take a look at the music that matters. Who wrote this? This is terrible. Can we change this, please? I mean, music matters. Good God. I'm really sorry, Sir Tom. Do you mind if we start this again?
No, not at all. Go ahead.
Thanks. Right, let's start again. Welcome to Mostly Music, where we mostly talk about music. Mostly? Really? I mean, really? You thought this was better? This is awful. Just pure garbage.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you gave us literally seconds to come up with a new title.
I don't care. I really don't care. Look at my face. Does this look like a face that cares?
No.
Right. So we are going to do this one more time. Once again, I'm so sorry about this, Sir Tom.
Oh, please, I really don't mind.
No, but I mind, Sir Tom, don't I? I mind.
Look, we're sorry.
again.
Welcome to Tuned In, the music show that hits all the right notes. Yeah, it's not too bad, actually.
You're welcome.
Shut up! And joining me today is the man, the myth, the legend that is Sir Tom Jones. Sir Tom, what a pleasure it is to have you on the show.
It's a pleasure to be here, boyo.
Now, Sir Tom, your impact on not just music, but British culture as a whole cannot be denied. In fact, I don't think I'd ever heard of Wales until you came along. What? No one's going to laugh, no?
What you just said didn't make any sense.
Shut up! Anyway, Sir Tom, I would like to take the viewers on a trip down memory lane and get the story behind some of your greatest hits straight from the source.
Oh, well, that does sound like fun.
If I may, Sir Tom, I would like to start with one of your earliest hits, What's New Pussycat? How did you come up with such a massive track?
Well, that's a story for the ages. The year was 1965. The world was gripped by Beatlemania, and I was in the process of developing my second album. I was over at my producer, Rockin' Ricky Rocket's house, trying to figure out a new sound. Oh, I don't know, Ricky. I just don't understand the kids these days. All they want are Beatles, Stones That Roll, and Boys from the Beach. But what about solo artists? What about lone rangers like me?
I hear you, Tommy boy. But you gotta hand it to these groups, man. Their sounds are toe-tapping, head-bopping.
Yes, all right, Ricky, I get the point. But what am I going to do?
I don't know, man. It's gonna be tough.
Oh, would you look at that? You never told me you had a cat.
Yeah, man, I love that damn animal.
What's its name?
Pussycat.
Lovely. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa!
My God, Tom, that sound.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
We gotta get you into the studio right away.
Okay, Tom, we'll go for our first take. Are you ready?
I was born ready.
Okay, take it away.
What's new, Pussycat? Hey, 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 hey. What's new, Pussycat? Hey, 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 hey.
Sorry, Tom, what was that you were singing?
The song.
Yeah, but you ain't singing it like you did before.
Yes, I was.
You weren't.
I was.
Right, never mind. Let's go for another, shall we?
Let's do it. What's new, Pussycat? Woo, 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 woo. What's new, Pussycat? Woo, 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 woo.
Okay, Tom. Something really isn't right.
I just don't understand. I thought it sounded fine to me.
No, something's missing. Wait a minute. I got it.
Are you sure it's safe having all these cats in here, Ricky?
I don't know, Tom, but we gotta try. Are you ready for a take?
I suppose so, yes.
Great. Let's do it.
What's new, Pussycat? He's
worked! My God, he's worked! This is gonna be a goddamn hit!
And it was. Well, the whole album was, really.
Is that true?
Oh, yes.
Really?
I swear it.
Wow, Sir Tom, I have to say, that is quite out there.
It was the 60s, boyo!
Well, another hit of yours from the 60s is one I'm sure many of our viewers remember well. Delilah. How did that come about?
Oh, well, the year was 1968, and my career was really taking off. A young Andrew Lloyd Webber approached me for a part in an upcoming musical.
It's called Jesus Christ Superstar, and we would love you to be our Jesus, nay, the world's Jesus, don't we, Tim?
I'm Tim Rice. Does anyone remember who I am? Because I don't.
Thanks for that, Tim. So, what do you think, Tom?
I hate it.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, boys, but I hate it. An all-singing, all-dancing Jesus with a rock and roll Judas? It'll never work.
But, Tom...
A toe-tapping Mary Magdalene?
Yes, but...
A twisting Pontius Pilate?
Okay, Tom, I get it.
But you know what will work?
What's that, Tom?
Samson and Delilah, the musical. It's got it all. Sex, long hair, strong blind men knocking down temples.
I'm not sure about this one, Tom.
Fantastic. So you'll do it. You write the music, and I'll bash out the lyrics and play the lead role of Samson, of course.
But what about Tim?
Tim who?
Tim Rice.
Oh, don't worry about me. Nobody does.
And so I set about writing what would become the world's greatest musical. Andrew bashed out the music in a flash, and in no time it was opening night. The glitz and glam of London's West End was almost overwhelming. When I took to the stage, the feeling was electric.
I'm a man.
He's a man.
A man with a plan.
Got a plan.
Got a donkey jaw in my hand.
In his hand.
Gonna kill a man.
Gonna kill a man.
Gonna kill a man.
Gonna kill a man.
With that donkey jaw in my hand.
The crowd were lapping it up. And then came the crowning moment.
Hey, Samson, you said that your strength comes from your hair. Well, guess what? I've cut off your hair, so now you're not strong.
This is shit!
What? No, not my hair! My beautiful hair!
Get off the stage!
How could you, Delilah? How could you? Why?
Wow, so Tom, I had no idea.
Quite a story, eh?
Well, yes, but what I don't understand is, how have I never heard of this musical? And Jesus Christ Superstar is now one of the most successful musicals of all time.
Well, Samson and Delilah, the musical, was deemed so good that it had to be closed down straight after opening night, as there was a real fear for people's safety.
Right.
It's true. The Met Police were afraid the people would murder each other to try and get their hands on tickets.
Okay. Well, there's one final song I wanted to ask you about, Sir Tom, and that is the 1999 hit Sex Bomb.
Oh, I don't like to talk about that one.
Oh, really? Well, why is that?
That song left me quite traumatised, it did.
Oh, well, sorry. Sorry, I didn't realise. We can look at a different song, if you like.
Well, it seems you're forcing my hand.
No, really, it's okay. We can just do a different song.
The year was 1999.
Sir Tom...
I've been out of the limelight for a little while by this point, and I was enjoying my semi-retirement. I'd been sleeping in my mansion all alone that night, and I awoken to a strange feeling around my winkle. I took a look under the sheets, and would you believe it, there appeared to be a bomb attached to my Johnson.
I'm sorry, there was a bomb attached to your penis.
Yes, that's right. Suddenly, out of nowhere, the phone rang. Hello, this is Tom Jones.
Hello, Mr. Jones. I believe you may have found my gift for you this morning.
Who is this? And what have you put on my leak?
Who I am isn't important, Mr. Jones. But what is currently on your hog is that, Mr. Jones, is a sex bomb.
And just what the bloody hell is a sex bomb?
That bomb, Mr. Jones, will explode as soon as it reaches less than 60 HPMs.
HPMs?
Humps per minute, Mr. Jones.
What? So this is like the movie Speed, only with humping?
It's nothing like that. It's very original. But none of that matters, Mr. Jones. All that matters is you keep on humping. Otherwise, kaboom!
But what do you want from me?
It's simple, Mr. Jones. I want you to come out of retirement and sing a song for me.
What song?
Sex Bomb.
What?
I wrote a song about my bomb, the bomb that is currently sitting on your member, and I want you to record it. Then, and only then, will I disarm the bomb.
Oh, God.
I'm going to arm the bomb now, Mr. Jones. Good luck.
Oh, bloody hell. And so, I called up the only person I knew who could record this with me. Moose T.
Tom, this song idea is super great, but I just don't know if I have the time, yeah? I'm just so in demand for staying.
I... Oh, no, Mr. Moose T, but... My... Oh, life depends on it!
Tom, are you humping? Because if you are, that is uber naughty, yeah?
Yes. But, no time to explain. I'll meet you at the studio.
Okay, Tom, are you ready to go for one?
I think so.
Let's do it.
Sex bomb, sex bomb, you're a sex bomb!
I reckon we've got it, Tom.
Thank God for that. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Jones. I hear you have recorded my song.
Yes, I have. Now, get this damn thing off me!
Fine.
Oh, thank God. Oh, my poor Johnson. Oh, crikey.
It was a pleasure working with you, Mr. Jones.
Wait. I have to know. Who are you?
Oh, come now, Mr. Jones. Sometimes it's best to just let it be.
Spectre!
Whoa, wait, hold up. You mean to tell me the mysterious man who attached a sex bomb to you and forced you to record a hit single was Phil Spector?
Yes, that's right.
Wow! Tom, I have to say you really have lived through quite a lot.
Well, I can't tell a lie, boyo. I've been very lucky, and I've lived a life, that's for sure.
All right, Tom. Time for your medication.
Well, strike me down, if it isn't my good friend Shirley Bassey.
Tom, that... Isn't Shirley
Bassey? No, he's right. It's me, Shirley Bassey. Now, take your meds, Tom. There's a good lad.
Anything for you, Shirley?
Sorry, what's going on here?
Come over here, lads. That there is Tom Jones, a former accountant from the Mumbles. He's been with us for years, quite away with the fairies he is. Thinks he's the real Tom Jones. Poor dear. Did no one tell you about this?
Shirley, I appear to have gotten a tablet up my nose.
There we go. A little bit of Tom Jones there for you.
Well, we would like to think it's a bit of Tom Jones. However, I really should have delegated that to you.
No. When you first arrived as Tom Jones, I think that might be the most I've ever laughed on this podcast. Because, and not because it was like awful. It was just really funny. It's just very, very funny. And I think you found... I think you landed on Wales pretty much toward near the end.
Yes. So it's like
but
the latter
the start scenes. Was amazing. I mean, I wish I could hear your first line again. Could you do what did he say? Do you remember?
See, I think the one that you really laughed on. So the very first one is no, not at all. Go ahead. But then
that's all right. That's okay.
But then where was the one
the one that really got you was oh please, I don't really mind. it was like I really mind. I couldn't do it
because that was when I was first recording it.
So oh my God, Sam. I mean, I can't really talk about accents to anybody. Like, what I sound like in a number of things. I mean, I can't get it right often. But it was that was amazing.
I've never been able to do a Welsh accent, and I don't know why. I thought I could try it. I don't know why.
That I really don't mind line, I think you've hit an amazing sort of area where it's offensive to about 8 cultures. Because there can be so many that will go, well, see, that sounds like a rubbish version of us. but to your credit, I think it was palatable Welsh.
Thank you.
I loved it. I honestly loved it. I think that's my favourite performance you've ever done.
Oh my God! Don't say that. Jeez. Why? Thank you. Thank you very much.
On this podcast, of course.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not talking about your excellent work elsewhere.
The swathes of work that is out there of me.
But I struggled. I flitted between Liverpool and Manchester with my with my sound technician guy. I couldn't land on it. I couldn't land on Liverpudding was what I was going for.
You did
couldn't
hit it. Find it. You said it in the middle of when you were talking to yourself in those recordings.
Yeah,
you hit it, and I can't remember what it was. It was like a perfect thing for like a vocal coach. I'll have to find it and put it in the further reading. But like you basically hit whatever the key word was for both Manchester and Liverpool, and then you started to it worked. So I can't remember what it was now, but you basically figured out a sentence that one sounds different to the other, and that was your key in. Yeah. I was very impressed. I was like, look at that.
It's
that
just the ends of it. It's the ends of it.
You know, why? Shite.
Like that, don't they? Don't they? That's Liverpool, isn't it? Don't they?
Because Manchester.
Mean, Manchester would have been like, don't they?
All right, mate. Mate is like Liverpool.
Whatever.
Liverpool,
man. I'm going to go to Costa for a coffee. That's what Ellis James used to. Ellis James, the comedian, that's how he gets into his Manchester accent. Oh. I'm gonna go Costa for a coffee.
Coffee? Yeah, that is Manchester. Coffee.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I apologise to the entire country of Wales because that was shocking. Hey, look.
Wales is on a complete national lockdown at the moment, so will they allow podcasts in or will they not hear this?
This has just made their lockdown worse. As if things couldn't get any worse.
Yeah.
We had to listen to that.
I'm stuck indoors and everything's a bit shit. I wonder, I put my favourite podcast on and everything will be all right again. Sam Sheldon, I love him. He's so sympathetic and a nice man. I'll just, he's doing Tom Jones this week. Let's have a look. Oh my God, my fucking ears. I've never heard something so awful in my life.
So what did you guys think of the podcast? Oh, I don't really mind. I didn't mind it. Am I doing Welsh?
That's
I can't
so
do it.
Good.
I can't do it.
Sam.
Hello, Howard.
What did you think of Spectre, Philly Spectre?
Philly Spectre was suitably New Yorkery, creepy man. He's a
him,
creepy bloke. That's a weird dude.
Didn't he murder someone?
He did indeed. That's why I made him the guy who puts the bomb on, because he's a murdery music man.
Quite casually murdered someone, I think, is what I've read.
I think what happened was, this is from my vague memory, I think it was a lady he was seeing, and I think he shot her and then made it look like she shot herself in the head because he put the gun in her hand and everything afterwards. But from memory, once again, this is completely from memory, and for the further reading I might have to look more into it, I think he was really done with it and didn't take fingerprints off or something. Like there was something about it that was incredibly obvious that he did it.
Very lazy.
Yeah, basically.
He strikes me as an arrogant prick.
Don't even need a deep dive into that. Anyway, the guy's a murderer, basically.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
He's a murderer.
If you're offended by what we're saying, then we're talking very specifically about the murderer, Phil Spector.
who is still alive and still in prison
today. It was difficult to pitch Spectre. What I was going for was I watched some clips of him as he was younger.
Because when he's old, he kind of sounds like that.
So I didn't want to do that. And then I wanted to do a little bit of, oh my God. You know, what's his name? Sam. From Easy Rider and Speed.
It's not who's also it's not Dennis Hopper? No.
Yes.
Dennis Hopper. Yeah.
A little bit of Dennis Hopper. And then what seemed to have crept in was Mark Hamill as the Joker.
The laugh. I was actually when I was going through the editing, I did catch on to that. I was like, a bit of a Hamill Joker there. Very nice. So
I mean he's the best Joker I think that's ever existed.
Yeah, it's amazing. Great. I hope you had fun with it. There's certain bits that I
think it was a really good one, man. I think it's one of your best.
Really? Thank you.
It was really funny.
It definitely is one of my more, I wouldn't call it down to earth, but more on a normal plane rather than wacky, full-blown wacky. But then again, I did put a sex bomb in there.
It's sort of structurally simple. It's basically a parody of
like Behind the Music or whatever those documentaries are called. I had a lot of fun doing it. So
cool,
a lot of fun listening.
Well, I'm left here in limbo wondering what the hell I'm going to be doing.
Well, Howard, do you want to know what your next book is?
Yes, please.
Well, I thought we should go on not necessarily a spooky vibe, seeing as it is the spooky season. So I wasn't too sure whether to give you a full-blown horror or to kind of go a bit more of a thriller kind of way. And so I went more thrillery, but it's creepy thriller. We're going
sorry. I was just going to say, and I'm sorry to interrupt, that some people, like Michael Jackson, interpret Thriller as horror because the song is called Thriller, but the video is definitely horror, isn't it?
It's very true.
So carry on.
It's also going on with the theme of books. Books that might be more
well-known. I mean, really,
well-known.
every single Michael Jackson video was
a horror.
A horror in disguise. As a hideous monster pranced about on the moon. I interrupted you far too many times, and I'm really sorry. And I saw your face because we're on Zoom, so it did annoy you.
When?
It would have annoyed me too.
When? I genuinely didn't hear you interrupt me. I've got like...
What, the second time when I started talking about Michael Jackson being a monster.
Oh.
Listen, we're all friends, aren't we? We're friends, aren't we? So I'm joking. Oh, God, look at his face. You can't see this listener, but he's giving me daggers for days. And now he looks like he's having a stroke.
That's my acting.
Yeah. Do you ever worry that you're having a stroke? Do you ever just put your arms up in your air just to check that both of them work? Sometimes I do that.
just in the middle of the street, both hands up.
Like, if you ever see me and suddenly I put both my hands up, it's because I've got a small burning sensation in my head and I think I might be having a stroke. Or I've genuinely smelt some toast. And rather than ask people if they can smell it too, I'll just put both my hands up like I'm really eager to answer a question.
I don't know what's more weird out in public, going around, running around asking people if they can smell toast or just running around with your hands flailing up above your head, yelling, I don't know if I'm having a stroke.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you smell toast?
Howard, you seem very keen to answer. What have you got a question? Yes, am I having a stroke? I don't know, this is gym, so maybe, you big fat idiot.
But Howard, I need to
what?
I need to say.
What do you want me to do?
I need to say that I'm giving... that I've gone along with the sort of an accidental theme of giving you books that are probably more well known by their movies. So last time you had No Country for Old Men.
Yes.
This time it's The Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, Sam. Ooh. No, yes. That's great.
Yes.
Thomas Harris, of course. I know a little bit about this one. Mm-hmm. I've read it, I think. I think I've actually read it.
I love that. I know a little bit about this one. I've read it, I think. And it's a memorable experience.
It was a while ago. I think I was about 15 on holiday or something.
Ooh, 15.
Ooh. Yeah, the world at me feet. And I had a cock the size of Mexico. I have no idea what I mean by that. I just mean that I was young and free. So, that'd be great to do that, and I will, thanks.
I look forward to it. Yeah. It's one of my...
Spooky. Do you know? Yeah, I mean, it is a horror, I would say. It's, yeah. In fact, I think, if I remember rightly, there's only been two or three movies that are classed as horrors that have won the Best Picture Oscar.
Oh,
yes. Silence of the Lambs is one of those movies.
Oh, do you remember what any Exorcist, of the other ones were?
The Exorcist is one.
Did that win Best Picture? Really?
Why am I making this up? Honey boy, I'm going to have to look it up, aren't I? Because you can't get movie shit wrong, can you? You can get book shit wrong all day. So yes, I was wrong. So Silence of the Lambs is actually the only horror film to win Best Picture.
There you go.
But there have been five others nominated. The Exorcist, Jaws, The Sixth Sense, Black Swan and Get Out. I'm not sure Black Swan is a horror, is it?
It's like a psychological kind of thriller is what I would... Yeah.
Anyway,
that's interesting. So, there you go. Yeah, that's cool.
And I think that Silence of the Lambs won the five big ones. Like right
definitely got
the board.
Best Actor.
Best Actor, Best Actress. I know that you might not supposed to be saying that, but how else do you differentiate
it's
it?
Still called that, isn't it?
Best Picture, Best Director... And the other one.
Screenplay? Possibly? Adapted screenplay?
I'm gonna have to look it up again, Sam.
Maybe. It's a lot of editing for me. Fuck.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? While you're looking that up, I think another little bit of useless... I don't know if it's been changed yet, because I know that there was a film recently that was in the running, but I believe that Anthony Hopkins winning Best Actor, he won the Oscar... with the shortest amount of screen time. Because actually, Hannibal Lecter, in total, I think out of the entire movie, is on screen for about 11 and a half minutes or something ridiculously small like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's a bit of trivia for you.
Yeah. He won Best Actor?
Yes, and she won Best...
Best Actress.
Actress, I believe.
And Best Adapted Screenplay was the other Oscar. Also, I think... in Shakespeare in Love, which didn't deserve any fucking Oscars.
I still haven't watched it. I can't be arsed.
It's fine, but it's not worthy of, you know, plaudits.
Yeah.
But anyway, Judi Dench appears in that as Queen Elizabeth for about a second, and she won Best Supporting, I think.
Okay.
So yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, this isn't a movie podcast. It's a book podcast. Pages and pages and pages and pages of podcasts. So I'm looking forward to getting on that. That's going to be great, actually.
Excellent.
I think I'm going to do something a bit different, maybe.
Ooh.
Why not? So, listeners, I hope that you enjoyed Tom Jones, both Sam's interpretation of the man and the Sam's interpretation of the book. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. Thank you for listening and sticking with us. You're really lovely, and we're very lucky to have you, literal titlets, knocking about and giving us some listens. If you want to get in contact with us, it's remarkably easy. You can tweet us at literallitpod. That's at capital L, literal, capital L, it, capital P, odd. You can get us on Instagram if you want at Literal Literature Pod. You can email us at literalliterature.podcast@gmail.com, and you will find me and Sam going to the stables and painting horses for a million years, and then someone will go to us. There's no horses there. The horses have been dead for 15 years, and then we'll scream.
What?
I'm talking about ghost horses.
Oh, great. I do love a ghost horse. I mean, look, that's great. That's amazing. Well,
I'm a bit giddy, Sam.
I can't tell. That was great. Thank you, Howard.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. No problem. We'll see you next week for the further reading, and I hope you enjoy it.
Sam, you take over, because I can't, I've lost my mind.
Well, ladies and germs.
Right, sorry.
Okay, everybody. Well, I think now we've established that we need to end this, because Howard needs to go and, I don't know, sort himself out. Stop being so bloody jolly, Howard.
Sorry.
This is a time for to be solemn.
Solemn and somber.
Please, let's be solemn. No, let's not. Well, we say goodbye in love and gratitude, literal titlets. And we'll see you all next week for the further reading of whatever this weirdness was, Tom Jones. But until then, all that is left to say is...
A book.
Bye, everyone.
What's new, Pussycat? Why?